Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm Carl Cloninger with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. We're at Garner State Park this morning talking to some young people who are involved with AmeriCorps. Before we start, all you kids out there, I want you to know that I have some experience with AmeriCorps as a site host. For 3 years, we hosted a subdivision of AmeriCorps called NCCC, had three teams of NCCC folks, and in 2001, we were actually selected as Site of the Year. The Perry Haynes Ranch and the kids worked for us and built corrals and hosted our summer camp, and we just had a great time. And I personally have made some lifelong friends with my involvement as a site supervisor. So this is particularly poignant to me, and I'm really happy to be here with you guys, Evan and Christian. Evan, talk to me a little bit about how you found out about AmeriCorps and what motivated you to get involved.
Well, at first I heard from my friend. He was doing Casa Verde building last year, and he just been talking about how much he liked it a lot. We had grown up together back home, like in Dripping Springs, and he was just telling me how much fun he was having, all the new people he was meeting. And I was working this horrible job as a butcher that I hated that, and I was a dropout of high school, so I really wanted to do this program, and I found out you had to have your diploma to do it. So initially I went back to school, and in about 2 months I got my diploma, and then I signed up for January this year, and that's how I got into it.
Well, everybody brings a different story to the involvement factor. Christian, what's your story?
My story is that I graduated high school, and I didn't want to go to college yet. I wanted to take some time off. And one of my friends, Kendall, he went to do an AmeriCorps program in Montana, and he told me about it and how he really liked it. And he said that we could get college money for participating. So I figured it'd be a good way to take a year or two off while still like on the path to college. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm here.
Did you guys have family support? Were they like glad to get rid of you? or was it a conscious discussion that you had? Or did you just go home and say, well,
I just told my dad I was going to go do it, and he was well behind that, all about me going back to school and finishing so I can get college money too out of this, you know? And that was awesome.
Yeah, my mom didn't want me to do it because she was afraid that I wouldn't go to college if I took some time off before. And my dad was really gung-ho about it. He thought it was really cool to do community service, and so it was kind of split. They didn't.
Now, you're both in the Casa Verde building program.
No, we're both in E-Corps.
Yeah. Okay, you're in E-Corps.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about the kinds of work you do, the skills that it takes to do that. What have you learned so far? Christian, why don't you start?
My crew does a lot of masonry work. We build a lot of retaining walls out of rocks and flagstoning. We do a lot of things with rocks. We've done a little bit of trail building, and that's what my crew does most of the time.
Well, our crews, we're kind of renaissance people. We do a lot of everything. We've been doing trail building, like she said, a little bit of rock work, not as much as her crew does, but a lot of that. We've done some habitat restoration for some endangered species, brush clearing, all sorts of work like that.
Give me an example of what habitat restoration means to you. What, for our audience, what does that mean?
It's like, we have like two species of bird that are in danger. I don't know, probably more than two, but these are the two we were working for, the black-capped vireo and the golden-cheek warbler. And I think their habitat was getting messed up by, I don't know if it was fires or something. I can't remember exactly what that was.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but we were just really cutting down cedars, I think, and making sure that they like to nest in shin oak trees, little groups of baby shin oaks, and the cedars were choking all those out, so we just went in with a bunch of chainsaws and cut down these ash juniper cedar trees because they take over everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's what that was.
Interesting. So Christian, can you operate a chainsaw?
Yes.
You're trained?
Yeah.
Are you safe?
Yeah, we have to wear chaps and earplugs and all the safety equipment. Mm-hmm.
And you got trained to do what kind of other power tool skills have you learned in the process?
I can run a gas drill, which is like the big drill. Mm-hmm. And I actually, before I came here, I never picked up a power tool in my life. So mm-hmm. Mostly the chainsaw and the gas drill is what we do mm-hmm. in terms of power tools.
That's interesting. So it doesn't really matter whether you're a a guy or a girl in the process, you're going to learn the skills and you're going to get out there and do it.
Yeah, they don't care whether you're a guy or a girl. It's a very good thing.
That's a good thing. You find that everybody pretty much pulls their weight in the crew?
For the most part. I mean, there's a lot of, like, some people have bad days and you kind of have to pick up the slack. But same if you're having a bad day, other people pick up the slack.
Well, that's kind of a leading question because one of the things that I've experienced over the years in my work with youth and young people and adults, too, in my group at work is... talk to me a little bit about the social skills or the skills of democratic living that you've acquired during the time you've been on crew.
Skills of democratic living?
Yeah, meaning how do you get along with people?
Oh, well, I never really had a problem with that. It's really cool working with, like, because it's really a diverse group of people. I mean, you'll get people from all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had some people on our crew from Virginia, Vermont, God, all over Texas, all sorts of places, Brownsville, down coastal, Louisiana. So it's really neat to be able to work with all these different people that have a lot different views on things than just people from Texas.
Kirsten, what about you? What have you learned socially in the process?
It's difficult to work with a group of people every single day, and there are a lot of personalities, so sometimes they clash, and but for the most part, like, you get along. A lot of times you get to kind of go off and do your own thing, so that kind of gives you a break. But it was really important for me to, like, work with a group and learn those skills because I know that I lack them.
You know, this I'm actually interviewing you, but it does bring to mind when I was hosting crews with NCCC out of the Denver region. Most of our kids came from the Northeast, and it was a total culture shock for them to come to Central and South Texas and do work, particularly in the heat. So it took a little getting used to. Is there a hero that you can identify for you, Evan? I mean, somebody you really look up to.
Oh, that's easy. It's Levi.
Levi.
Levi Singleton, my crew leader.
He's the man?
He is the man, man.
Yeah.
He knows, sorry.
He knows a lot. That's okay. Yeah. He knows a lot of stuff. Good leadership skills, gives you confidence, all
exactly.
Of that stuff. Christian, what about you?
I don't really have a hero. I just kind of like the whole American spirit idea of going to work and serving your country.
Good deal.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I like hearing that. You guys hear that? Helping your country, it's a good thing. If you were going to identify, or if you were going to give our listening audience a piece of advice, Christian, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that it doesn't matter how little or how much experience that you have. Going into it, it's going to be a big adjustment for anybody. So that as long as you have the right priorities, you'll make it through.
Mm-hmm. Evan?
I'd say if anything's ever not going well for you and you're wanting to do something new, join AmeriCorps and just be flexible about it and you'll have a lot of fun and learn a lot of things.
It's a good program. It certainly builds character. Teaches a work ethic, and we certainly support it. And congratulations to both of you on doing good work for your country.
Well, thank you.